India's Silicon Beach moment. Airtel's 20,000 crore rupees NBFC war chest. India central to AI's future, tech CEOs say. EdTech startup Arivihan in talks to raise $10 to $12 billion.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get a podcast. Let's begin on the coast. Yes, you heard that right. There is a coastal city rewriting Karnataka's tech story. We are talking about Mangaluru, which is quietly emerging as Bengaluru's tech plus one. So it doesn't announce itself with traffic jams or glass towers. It moves at a very different rhythm. Sea breeze, red soil, shorter commutes. But beneath that calm surface, the city is positioning itself as an extension to Bengaluru in India's evolving tech map. Now, what began during the pandemic as a forced return home has now become a conscious recalibration for a lot of young population, and it's estimated 1.2 to 1.5 lakh professionals moved back to the coastal belt of Mangaluru, Udupi and Manipal during COVID, and many stayed. Now, founders say the shift is very strategic, not just nostalgic. Lower living costs, deeper trust networks, and a calmer pace are enabling more sustainable building there. For companies facing rising rentals and attrition in metros, Mangaluru offers cost efficiency and lower churn. Now, over the past 2 years, more than 40 companies have set up operations across the coastal belt, creating around 8,000 jobs. Now, the IT workforce has also grown from about 15,000 in 2023 to nearly 25,000 to 26,000 today. Not just that, if you look at global capability centers or GCCs are expanding fast too. For example, Denmark's EGDK scaled from just 20 employees to 850 in 3 years. So are other companies like Bose Professional and Software, Winman Software and Semnox, which are running global operations from Mangaluru. Now, the region produces roughly 12,000 to 15,000 engineering graduates annually, with over 40,000 additional graduates entering the world each year. What's also interesting is that attrition levels are reportedly around only 6 to 7%, significantly lower than other metro benchmarks. So while Bengaluru remains the epicenter, Mangaluru is increasingly becoming the plus one with lower noise, lower cost, and a growing talent. It's definitely a city to watch out for. Do read the full feature story on the Money Control website. All right, moving to fintech, a big story. Airtel Money is getting 20,000 crore rupees boost. Bharti Airtel is placing one of its largest bets outside telecom. The company announced 20,000 crore rupees capital infusion into its NBFC arm, that is Airtel Money Limited, over the next few years. Now, Airtel will contribute 70% of the capital, while the remaining 30% will come from the promoter group through Bharti Enterprises. Now, remember, this comes just 10 days after Airtel Money received its NBFC license from RBI, clearing the way to scale its lending operations. So just to throw some numbers here to understand the context, so far, Airtel has operated as a lending service provider and has disbursed over 9,000 crore rupees in loans over the past 2 years. Company says the platform runs on a data and analytics engine supported by more than 500 data scientists, enabling underwriting and real-time risk monitoring. So the capital infusion do signal intent to compete more aggressively in digital lending, a space, as we all know, which is already crowded and heavy in competition in India. All right, from India as an AI powerhouse to super intelligence timelines. Global tech leaders gathered in New Delhi for the first major AI summit hosted in the Global South. And despite differences in approach, they converged on one theme: India's role in shaping the global AI future. So let's look at what the top CEOs have said as a summary from the India AI Impact Summit coverage from Money Control. Google CEO Sundar Pichai said AI can improve billions of lives and solve some of the hardest problems in science, but stressed that collaboration is essential to unlock its full benefits. And if you look at OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said that by the end of 2028, more of the world's intellectual capacity could reside inside data centers than outside of them. He also argued view that democratization of AI is the safest path to ensure humanity flourishes. And if you look at Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei said, India, as the world's largest democracy, can play a key role in addressing security and economic risks of AI. He added that the timeline for models surpassing human cognitive abilities in many areas may be shorter than expected. If you look at from infra to intelligence, the message was quite clear. There were other top CEOs as well, like Palo Alto Networks CEO Nikesh Arora, Mistral AI's Arthur Mensch, and Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis was also present at the event. There were other top Indian CEOs also present. Do check out the full story on Money Control. Finally, EdTech is seeing cautious capital return. AI-led EdTech startup Arivihan is in talks to raise about $10 to $12 million in a fresh funding round led by their existing investors, Axel and Prosus. This is a Money Control exclusive. Just to understand what the company does, the company was founded in 2024 by IIT Roorkee alumni along with a mathematics educator. Arivihan positions itself as a fully automated AI tutor platform. It offers personalized learning through interactive video lectures, instant doubt solving, and AI-driven study plans. Now, so far, the platform focuses on class 12 students preparing for the state board, CBSE, and NEET exams, particularly in smaller towns and rural areas where access to quality coaching remains uneven. The company had previously raised about $4.17 million in a pre-Series A round back in July 2025. So investors now appear more selective, favoring AI-native models promising measurable learning outcomes and efficiency, clearly rather than high-burn content heavy approaches of the past. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every weekday in the evening, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.